This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, I thought it was Dr. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Wednesday, April the 16th of 2025. Hopefully you survived tax day yesterday. Day 106 of the year and only 259 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, that's what's going on. A lot of stuff as we are hanging out with those people that are outside of our multiverse known as Safety FM. We hang out with a sister station known as
Radio Big.
So there you go. Anyways, yeah, Whip Em Out Wednesday. Good times already starting as we are getting already people in the, we'll call it on the call-in radio side of the house. Thank you for the send-ins. Always a good time as we get to do our stuff. So a lot of love already coming this general direction about the book. I thought it was kind of confusing, and I guess I already caused some confusion with the thing. Because I guess when I released the episode yesterday of Safety FM with Jay Allen, I told everybody that was an audiobook that was available, and I did not reference the book. Okay. Just in case that there was any doubts whatsoever, I got it. There is a book, and it is sizable, the book itself. Now, keep in mind that I'm very particular on how I like things. So if you are on the streamer, Emer, it is a book, and we formatted it slightly different because it's a nonlinear book. So, yeah, it's there. It's available. All you have to do is go to, you can go to safetyimo, safetyinmyopinion.com, but make sure you put the www dot portion. It'll get you rolling. The first four chapters currently are available on Audible if you want to take a read to it. Or not Audible. Four first chapters are available on Kindle for you to take a look at. And then you can take a listen to the preview of chapter 12 if you want to as well. The Audible version, people keep on asking about it. It is not available yet. But if you go to that thing on our website for Soundwise, it's readily available right there. And we did talk about a specialty code if you listen to Safety FM with Jay Allen yesterday. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. We'll talk a little bit more about the book here in a moment, but that's not why you're here. You're here to talk about safety. You're here about to talk about the news. We're talking about safety in the news, news and safety, because that's what we do. We have some professional broadcasters that come in, and we go through all of the stuff that needs to be discussed. And then you can interact with the show by going to callinradio.com. And I have to tell you, I know some people get crazy that every day I talk about what we do, but we don't know when people are going to start landing here. We don't know who's coming in, who's coming out, and all that stuff. So, yes, if you're watching on the video, it gives you some info on the bottom on how to get in here. It also tells you about what we're about, but we have to say it ever so frequently because it's important. So there you go. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as if I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, a brewing feud between tech giants gets a little
hotter.
A little hotter, if you know what I'm saying there. Also, Wendy Shades, Katy Perry, and Nick Carter faces sexual assault allegation. How can that guy be facing sexual assault allegation? Doesn't he have like 13, 14 different kids? Like 11 or 10 different women. Anyways, I don't know. What else? A pair of actresses are ready to hang it up. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And also, Princess Kate releases another video in the Royals. So don't worry. So we'll bring in our professional broadcasters, let them tell you what's going on. And we'll also come back and talk some tariff stuff, because I don't think that we do that enough yet. And then we'll get into some main stories and all that kind of fun stuff as it's all set and done. So with that being said, if you're ready, I'm ready. I have my friends at Feature Story News ready to featuring some stories for you. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunden in Mumbai. China's economy grew 5.4% in the first 3 months of this year as producers front-loaded exports to beat higher tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump. The GDP figures are China's first since Trump unleashed his trade war, which threatens to drive a full decoupling between the world's two largest economies, as Laura Westbrook reports.
Beijing has set a growth target of 5% this year and pledged to pump in more stimulus and increase its budget deficit, all parts of efforts to spur domestic demand. But with exports a key part of its economy, some banks are downgrading their forecast. Morgan Stanley cut its estimate for China's GDP growth from 4.5% to 4.2% for this year. President Donald Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods rose to 145%, although he has granted temporary exemptions for goods such as smartphones. China responded with retaliatory tariffs of 125%. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is headed back on trial for sex crimes, with jury selection commencing in New York. His previous conviction in New York and 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault was overturned by an appeals court. Mitch McCann reports.
Perhaps the most high-profile case of the Me Too movement, Harvey Weinstein's trial became a global symbol of women standing up to powerful men. But in 2023, a judge ruled that his conviction should not stand because the trial judge had allowed testimony from witnesses who weren't part of the official indictment. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office continued to pursue the case and added another indictment. The court will hear from three alleged victims of Weinstein. While his New York conviction was overturned, the 73-year-old still faces jail time stemming from a separate case in California where he was sentenced to 16 years in jail. Jury selection in New York could last up to 5 days. Mitch McCann, New York.
KFC is facing a surge of anti-Israel protests in cities across Pakistan. To tackle the escalating situation, Pakistani authorities have deployed security forces to safeguard the fast food outlets. Here at Mustafa has more.
The religious political party Jamaat-e-Islami has been holding massive rallies in recent days across Pakistan protesting against Israeli aggression in Gaza. This has led to an uptick in attacks on branches of the U.S. firm Kentucky Fried Chicken. Increased security measures follow an incident in Rawalpindi city on Monday where a group stormed a KFC outlet. To ensure businesses are protected against escalating vandalism, the government has deployed police outside major international franchises like McDonald's and Burger King. Hiram Mustafa, Islamabad.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
80% of global trade happens above the ocean, but 95% of data flows beneath the ocean.
And Jared Cohen, President of Global Affairs at Goldman Sachs, thinks we are all insufficiently focused on those vital cables that, for more than a century, have conveyed communications under the sea, now at lightning speed. They are increasingly susceptible to attack by bad actors on the world stage.
It flows beneath the ocean on a technology that first emerged in the 1850s. A pre-Civil War technology is highly relevant to the AI conversation. They're kind of our lifeblood, but there's 150 cable breaks a year. Part of the reason listeners haven't really heard much about this is historically, most of those cable breaks happen because, like any hardware, they age and there's a natural deterioration. Sometimes there's an accident. What's changing is the scale and what's driving that breakages. So we're going to see more breakages and we're going to see different reasons why cables are breaking, and that's because of geopolitics. And so the entire landscape under the water is changing quite remarkably.
He says the data carried by those cables is central to the development of AI and now to economic power, and that more should be done to protect a piece of critical infrastructure few of us think about, but most of us use every day. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. China's economy grew 5.4% in the first 3 months of this year, according to government figures, as producers front-loaded exports to beat higher tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is headed back on trial for sex crimes, with jury selection commencing in New York. KFC is facing a wave of protests in cities across Pakistan. And that is the latest feature story news, Rebecca Bundin reporting.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs.
dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R. Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Radio.
Oh, yes, big radio. What? Big radio? It's not big radio. You know that, right? It's radio big. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're hanging out with Radio Big and doing all of our stuff. I'm always amazed about the big radio thing, as I say that jokingly, of course, because people get that confused. It's not big radio. It's Radio Big. There is a whole bunch of radio stations throughout the U.S. that are called big radio. Not ours. Ours is called Radio Big. Salute to some stuff that I used to like when I was a child, but we'll leave it at that. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's get into all of the information that we need to talk about and go through, because I think it's important. I think it's important for you to know what we can talk about today in regards of what's going on. So let's go through it. Canada Finance Ministry on Tuesday announced a temporary pause on some reciprocal tariffs imposed on the United States. The caveat includes a narrow selection of vehicles that are assembled in Canada using American components. There are also exceptions for goods imported from the U.S. and that are used in Canadian manufacturing. Processing and beverage packaging, and those used to support public health, healthcare, public safety, and national security objectives, according to the government statement. What else did we get? The Chinese Communist Party has ordered its domestic airlines to pause new plane acquisitions from Boeing and to stop buying parts from any American companies. China has instituted a 125% tariff on American goods, more than doubling the cost of an airplane, and the shift bodes well for the American airlines industry, which already has months-long waits for Boeing hardware. So there you go. Also, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that Argentina will be one of the first countries to get a new trade deal with the United States. Argentina's own president, Javier Milei, has crushed inflation in his country from vast deregulation in recent months. And while the White House is reportedly mulling over whether to announce a new trade deal on a case-by-case basis or if it trenches the market by doing so. So the market would certainly welcome more information sooner rather than later. Well, I think that that's kind of an obvious one. I think we know that. So what do you think? What do you think there? I don't know. It's been tariff central as of late in regards of talking about stuff. Let's be realistic. I saw a post yesterday where somebody was like, well, think about all these countries that are pissed off all of a sudden because they've been living off of the money of the U.S. And I was like, I guess everybody has kind of a, you know, their own opinion on what's going on. But we'll take a look as things go on, because guess what?
The world will continue to change regardless of what's going on.
So there you go. Okay, so are you ready? Ready to talk about some stuff? You want to do some tech roundup? Should it sound more like...
Do you want to do some tech roundup?
So let's do that. Mark Zuckerberg took the stand in Washington, D.C. this week to testify in a DOJ lawsuit that alleges that Meta has become a monopoly. During the testimony, Zuck said that once proposed an idea of functionally reset everyone's Facebook profiles, removing all of their friends and followers because the site strayed so far from its original mission of connecting friends. Obviously, that plan never moved forward. He also acknowledged that Facebook has become a broad discovery and entertainment space as opposed to just being a platform for keeping in touch with friends, family, and connections. I also thought that it was a place where a lot of old people hung out. That's why I'm always on Facebook. Okay, I'm really not always on Facebook, but I just wanted to say that. So what do you think? Because if you remember when the Facebook came out, not Facebook, because that's what it's called now, but when the Facebook came out, it was originally for people that were in a college to contact other people that were in another college or even in their same college, and you had to have a college or university email address, and it was only exclusive to certain colleges and to certain universities, and they were kind of like releasing them in packs. And now we've went to Meta and the metaverse and all that kind of fun stuff. So it's definitely some different things to look at as we are talking. So keep that in mind as we are moving forward. Okay, AI company OpenAI is reportedly working on its own social network. Similar to X, earlier this month, Elon Musk merged X with his own AI startup, XL. Yeah, which uses a X enormous database for training its AI models. OpenAI likely wants the same free access to a similar fire hose of data for its own development purposes. It doesn't hurt that Musk and OpenAI head Sam Altman have been feuding in public for years over OpenAI's strategic direction. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens there for sure. I don't know. What do you think about the rise of AI? Like, in regards to what we do in our workplace, what do you think about these AI-driven systems? Like, it's a legit question. I don't just say that to you to fill air. Like, what is your thought process behind it? Do you like AI? Do you think it has its purpose in the market? Because here's what we keep on running into. You are noticing, number one, we're talking more and more about this. And as we continue to talk about it, people out there currently are using all of this AI information, artificial intelligence. If you're talking to the people at Apple, it's Apple intelligence. But they're using all of this stuff. And you're building different platforms. You're doing different prompts. Like, think about that for a moment. Now you have to learn how to prompt a computer for you to be able to communicate with it. That's one of the interesting stuff. Isn't that called computer programming? And then as we look into it, we're relying heavily on some of these things. I don't know if that's good, or I don't know if that's bad, or I don't know if that's indifferent. I will tell you this, though. I've been pretty amazed on what AI can do with a voice. I can tell you I've been pretty amazed what AI can do with a deep fake. So it gets interesting. Not going to lie about any of that. So let's do this, if you do not mind. Let's talk a little bit more about some other things. Because we got a lot of news. We got a lot of news to go over, no doubt there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Okay, nearly two-thirds of CEOs in America anticipate the recession before the end of the year, according to a commercial trade group at 62%. That's up from 48% just a month ago. The executives cite economic uncertainty resulting from President Trump's negotiation styles as other that he reorders the global trade scheme. This is according to NBC News. Worth remembering, recession is technically a term that describes two consecutive quarters of economic contraction as measured by gross domestic product, GDP, just in case, meaning that the country's total output declines overall. The GDP is compromised. I shouldn't say compromised. It's composed of government spending as well as private output, reining in the government spending in an inherently contract of the GDP. On the other hand, the reorganized global trade scheme boosts America's trade balance, and commercials and investment spending explodes, even a technical recession could be avoided entirely. So a lot of stuff to talk about as we go forward. Okay, police at the spring hotspot in Panama City Beach, Florida, says it's time to end the annual indulgence of debauchery and rowdy antics. In a sketching statement posted online, PCB, Panama City Beach, police chief, Escobillo Talamantes, described the college kids who commit vandalism and public disturbances taxing on the resources of 200 officers deployed to keep things under control. Where the cuffs went on, the tough act disappeared. Our officers didn't even see hardened criminals. They saw scared kids crying in the interview rooms. TikTok doesn't show that part, but our body cameras do, he wrote. And the department is encouraging city governments to discourage incentivizing future spring break bonanzas. This is according to the USA Today. What a crazy time. I mean, think about this real quick. Things are so bad that we're telling you, okay, we don't want your money in our economy because the resources that we have to put into our police officers is way worse because of all the shit that's going on. Crazy.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yep. Rated R Safety Show, no doubt there. Okay, in an effort to raise awareness about the declining male fertility, a group of young muggles and millionaires joined forces to launch a new startup called Sperm Racing. Mm-hmm. I said that. Next week, a group plans to hold the world's first ever sperm race, which will see two spermatozoa measuring a 0.05 millimeters long, race 20 centimeters along a microscopic racetrack modeled after the female reproductive system. For purely entertainment purposes, there will be a play-by-play commentary, leaderboards, and instant replays. Viewers are even able to place bets on which firm they think will go all the way. Seriously, this is not a joke. All jokes aside, sperm racing boss Eric Hsu says the goal is to turn health into a competition and make male fertility something people actually want to talk about, track, and improve. This is via Traded. Yeah, this is not a joke. It's not a joke. Let me see if I can I pull this over? Let's pull this over. So if you're on the screen, this is not a joke. I mean, I have sperm racing on there, on the screen for you to take a look at. And it is readily available. Yeah. Readily available for you to watch and to bet on. Because I guess we just need to be able to bet on anything.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't make the rules, man. I don't make the rules. I just help bend them. So there you go. Anyways, the monthly federal budget deficit in March fell into the lowest level in 5 years to $161 billion. That's $76 billion decrease from year over year. Federal receipts increased by 11% and spending dropped about 7%. CNN reports that the estimated 22,000 IRS employees have accepted contract buyouts as part of DOGE cost cutting measures. Just 3 years ago, the incorrectly named Inflation Reduction Act sought to hire 30,000 new IRS employees. So there you go. Also, 2028 Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez announced her congressional campaign has a historic war chest, having raised $9.6 million in the first month of the year and sitting on more than $8 million in cash. So we'll have to take a look at that as we go forward. Also, in some other news, the Dow lost 155 points to close at 40,368 on Tuesday. The S&P lost, 9 points to close at 5,396. And the NASDAQ lost 8 points to close at 16,820. 3. West Texas Intermediate closed at $61 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $64 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin ticked down on Tuesday, trading just around $84,000. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $113 million jackpot or a $50.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, yeah, the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Okay, take a listen to this. Wendy's has beef with Katy Perry. Yeah, you heard me. In response to a tweet about the singer's flight to space, the fast food chain asked, can we send her back? Later, the account reposted a photo of Perry kissing the ground after disembarking with the caption, I kissed the ground and I liked it, a reference to her 2008 hit, I Kissed a Girl. It's unclear why Wendy took aim specifically at Perry, but who knows? Did she do something with McDonald's or Burger King or, what is it, Carl's Jr. or Hardee's? You know, who knows? Controversy creates cash. Guess what? We're talking about a singer, and now we're talking about a store or a restaurant, better saying, that sells some stuff that you might be interested in. So I guess it all worked out when it was all said and done. Okay, listen to this. A woman named Laura Penley is accusing Nick Carter of sexual assault in her lawsuit. Penley claims that she had met the Backstreet Boy member back in 2004, which point that she was that she says the two started having sex on a regular basis. At one point, Penley alleges that she told Carter that she no longer wanted to have sex, but he forced himself on her anyways. After the alleged assault, Penley claims that Carter infected her with chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HPV, which later led to cervical cancer diagnosis. Now she is suing him for sexual assault and intentional infliction of emotional distress and negligent infliction of emotional distress, and she is seeking an unknown amount in damages. Carter, through his attorneys, denies the accusation. This is according to TMZ. TMZ. So there you go. Some interesting stuff as we are talking. What else do we got? Let's jump around a little bit because we haven't jumped a little in regards of things that are going on. I told you that I was going to say something. Now I don't even remember what it was. I said it at the very beginning, damn it. I don't even remember. Let's see. Should we talk about Home Alone? Do we want to talk about Home Alone? Okay. Home Alone 2 lost in New York. Director Christopher Columbus would like to cut Donald Trump's cameo out of the 1992 flick, calling his appearance a curse to the franchise. It's become the curse because it became this thing that I wish I was not there. That was not there, he explained. It became an albatross for me. Just wish it was gone. By the way, in exchange for allowing the movie to be filmed in part of the Plaza Hotel, all that Trump asked was for an appearance in it, and that was deplorable. This is according to Deadline. Oh, the weirdness. We do talk about it. I don't know why, because things sometimes just get so weird. Okay, let's talk about some controversy and let's create some cash. Let's get into the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. We get to hang out and talk about all the stuff that we normally would, because that's what we do on a lovely Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, by the way. So let's talk about this, because I was thinking about this morning before I walked into this little loveless studio about some stuff, because here's the great thing that's happened over the last little bit. Because I was building out this lovely book to be able to share out with you, I was able to compile stories that have happened throughout my career, some that were important, some that were not. But I got to remember the behind the scenes thing, if you want to put it that way. We got to share some things that some people did not know, some people might have known, and all that kind of fun stuff. But I thought about a story in particular that I was like, maybe we should talk about this. Do you know how strange sometimes workplaces get? And I'm talking about strange. I remember working at two different places that something very, very similar happened at. And it was when, back in the day, emails were, I mean, I can't say emails were new. Emails were still around, but and all that stuff. But people would email, and sometimes people did not know how to handle situations. Well, I was working at a company, I was arguing at two different companies, where someone wanted to expose what was going on behind the scenes. Wanted people to know what was happening. So they sent out an email, not to just a person, but to everyone within the organization. There was one place where the person did that and then they got fired. And there was another place that the person did that and they were quitting at the same time. So they sent out the email and they quit. Now, the weird part here is that they both had similar ending conclusions here. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The emails were sent. Some people were able to read it. Some people were not able to read it. Because you could not pull things off of a server that quick at the time. And I remember that both places said the same thing. Do not share this email or forward it. One went as far as saying, do not open the email if it's in your inbox, which made things even worse about what was going on. Now, I will tell you this. At both places, me being the nice little
corporate employee,
I decided not to open the emails. One was actually occurring right when I started with the company. So that one was interesting. But I didn't open the emails at either place. And one of the places told people, if you opened the email and particularly forwarded the email, you were going to be fired. Now, the weird part about the whole thing is this. Why do we get to points in our life that that's how we handle situations? Now, from what I understand, and I never opened it, so this is all third party. There wasn't any nudity and there wasn't any cursing. It was just a description of a story of things that were going on behind the scenes. And these emails outside of do not open them or you'll be terminated were never discussed. We'll call it with Gen Pop, with the general population of the organization. It was just, don't do it. Don't touch it. Don't move forward. Don't do anything with it. So we saw automatically there was a flaw inside of that system because of it. And that's the thing. Is that one of those moments, one of those learning opportunities where you say, hey, let's do this. Let's go ahead and have an open conversation. Don't have to go into the nitty gritty of what's going on, but you can have the conversation of what's happening. Because that's where we get lost sometimes. It's sometimes that equation, that equation, if I may, where we want to hide stuff. And listen, I know there's certain things we shouldn't discuss, but they should be addressed, opposed to it just being, hey, if you open this or if you forward it, you're going to be terminated. You know, there's instances inside of workplaces where people will not have any discussions whatsoever of what's going on because they're not allowed to. A few months ago, I went to an organization. We had already planned to be there. But the week before we were going, they had a fatality that occurred at the organization. So the meeting changed on what we were supposed to be there for. The odd part there, as things changed, is that people still were not able to talk about the fatality. No graphic, no detail, no nothing. What they were told was, there will be a meeting coming up. And during that meeting, you can have the discussion about what you saw, what happened. Now, I'm not going to go into the graphic detail of what was going on, but I'll put it to you this way. Lava can become an issue for some if you're not handled properly. Melting of steel is important as well. So, there you go. If hiding stuff inside of the system is the correct answer in regards of what should be done, maybe, we're just looking at the wrong system.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. Safety FM will be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching
a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no.
This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Oh, yeah. Rated R Safety Show. We're still talking and hanging out, doing our thing. This right here?
Something that I can't explain.
Knew it. Nicholas Congiano. Congiano. Songs readily available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Just so you know. You know, you have to love it up a little bit. Yeah, we would like to thank Nicholas for allowing us to play Knew It here. No doubt about that. Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You have to change it up every once in a while. A lot of people were like, it was so rocking the whole week or last week or whatever week it was in regards to some of the stuff that we were playing. Yeah, you know, you have to rock out every once in a while with your, you know how the rest of the quote goes. So that's it. So let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse. And if anything, this is about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. There you go. That's the info. That's what I got. That's the info I got for you. You like it? You like it a lot? So there you go. Very important stuff. Let's talk about some other stuff real quick, if you don't mind. Easter alternative. With egg prices the way that they are in some places, people are taking creative liberties with their Easter preparation. One popular alternative is to decorate marshmallows. And for less than $2, Jet Puffed is selling their home decoration kit, which includes a bag of jumbo marshmallows, which is extra convenient for egg sizes, plus 6 colors of dye. miniature tongs for dipping and decorating the pens. A press release says that the Dip and Decorate Dozen Kit is festive, mess-free twist of egg decoration. Jet Puffed says that the kit was created in response to the soaring prices of eggs, forcing parents to search for creative and budget-friendly alternatives to keep the time-honored tradition alive without breaking the bank. The kits are available exclusively at Walmart, just so you know. And now, not only decorating marshmallows are a brilliant idea, they make the whole lot easier to eat your mistakes, too. Because kids weren't already going through eating, enough sugar this weekend. That's just some other stuff you can do. Hey, you don't have enough sugar. Let me give you some more sugar for the sugar that you have not had. Because, you know, that's always important as we are talking. So, a lot of stuff, little time. Always, that's kind of how it goes from this particular portion. Anyways, with that being said, I got some John Smalls coming up because, hey, he needs to tell us about how to get motivated, about the Motivation Minute. So let's go ahead and do that right now. Here's some John Smalls coming your way.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Thomas. Winston Churchill said, "Success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm." I love this. Sometimes it's nothing more than a mindset. It can be easy to hold on to something negative and let that bring you down. I say no, let those things go. Hold on to the positive things and let them lift you up on your down days. If you have a bad encounter, don't let that bad encounter ruin your afternoon or your whole day, or even worse, your entire week. Let the negative things go as soon as possible. Then think about the positive things that you enjoy about your job. If it's somebody fun that you work with, let them give you a pep talk.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Bear with me. I want to ask you to do the unthinkable. Imagine that your fiancé or your spouse has been unfaithful. Imagine that they have cheated on you, broken their wedding vows. How would that make you feel? Betrayed? Heartbroken? That's how God feels when we sin. To sin is to transgress the law of God, to be sure. But the real tragedy is that when we sin, we break God's heart. That's why the scriptures describe Israel's idolatry and or our sinfulness as whoring or adultery. Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break your heart. Forgive me, I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie R. Safety Show.
Last week, Iran and the United States held constructive nuclear talks in Oman, marking the first direct engagement on Tehran's nuclear program in recent years.
The talks, mediated by Omani officials, focused on addressing concerns about Iran's advancing nuclear capabilities and the potential easing of economic sanctions. Representatives described the negotiations as positive and productive, with both sides expressing willingness to continue dialogue despite ongoing regional tensions and the complex diplomatic relationship between Washington and Tehran. Jim Kender reported.
Hamas released a new video showing Israeli-American hostage Idan Alexander being held in Gaza, the first proof of life in months for the captive.
The video was published as Jewish families gathered for Passover celebrations, timing that Israeli officials condemned as psychological warfare. Alexander is among approximately 59 hostages believed to still be held in Gaza since the October 7th attack. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The fiery plane crash in Minnesota has investigators working to determine what caused a small aircraft to plummet into a suburban home near Minneapolis.
The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration officials are examining potential causes, including possible structural issues or a medical emergency, with preliminary findings expected in the coming days. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
President Trump urged Congress to make daylight saving time permanent, reigniting a debate about the biannual clock change that affects most Americans.
The statement comes just weeks after the country switched to daylight saving time on March 9th, with clocks set to fall back again on November 2nd. The Sunshine Protection Act, which would eliminate the need to change clocks twice a year, passed the Senate unanimously in 2022, but stalled in the House. Polling shows more than half of Americans support ending the practice. Jessica Oakley reporting.
In less than a month, beginning on May 7th, travelers flying out of United States airports will need to show TSA agents their real ID-compliant driver's license or another form of compliant identification to pass through security and make their flight.
If they don't bring a real ID, they could face delays, additional screening, or may not be permitted through the checkpoint, according to the Transportation Security Administration. The real ID rollout has left some travelers confused about their state's requirements. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A Kansas man who was falsely accused of being among the shooters who opened fire at a rally celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl victory last year has died, his attorney said.
Denton Loudermill Jr. of Olathe was briefly handcuffed but was never charged in the chaos that followed the deadly shooting. Attorney Lorana Lassiter Saunders confirmed Loudermill's death in a statement Friday but gave no details on the circumstances. Loudermill was 49. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Okay, yeah, make sure to avoid that as a plague. Anyways, currently 55 minutes past the top of the hour. We're on the verge of getting you out of here, unless you're hanging out with us for a little bit while longer. So let's talk about this. Back in 2020, over 22 million people have filed for unemployment in the past 4 weeks, wiping out 9.5 years of job gains. It's the largest and most dramatic rise in claims since the Labor Department started tracking the data back in 1967. Of those 22 million, 5.2 million were the first-time filers. That happened back in 2020. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about it. Sadie Sink turns 23. Anya Taylor-Joy turns 29. Liliana Mummy turns 31. Chance the Rapper, 32. Nate Diaz, 40. Claire Foy turns 41. Gina Carano turns 43. Akon turns 52. Vicky Guerrero, 57. John Cryer turns 60, and so does Martin Lawrence. Bill Belichick turns 73. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar turns 78. And let's see, Queen Margaret II turns 85 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Pajama Day, Selena Day, World Voice Day, and Emancipation Day. Hold on, there's a day for emancipation? I didn't even know that was a thing. I mean, I knew that emancipation was a thing, but I didn't know there was a day as a thing. You get the thing? Because I definitely was not getting the thing as we were talking about the thing, as we were going back and forth about the things that we were talking about. Yeah, I got confusing quick. Okay, if you need a random joke for today, those tariffs are going to raise the price on bicycle wheels, according to a spokesperson. You get it? Okay. It might take a little bit for that one to sink in, but it's there. It's clever. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, what's something that's overpriced but you just keep right on buying it? And then if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 18% of people say that they can clean this on a daily basis. What is it? Their toilet seat. Ooh, so there you go. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Love Live Wednesday. We'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me over there as we are doing our thing, talking about the world of music, talking about the world of entertainment, and doing all of the stuff that we get to do. If you're more interested in about what's going on with the book, yes, Safety in My Opinion, Conscious Construct and the Reality of Risk. It's available on Amazon right now. You can also go to www.safetyimo.com. Safetyimo.com. The first four chapters are there, and so is chapter 12 audio version, just FYI. Sheldon Primus will be hanging out here on Safety FM if you don't want to go over to Radio Big with me for the next little bit, talking about the world of safety consulting. You are the best part of Radio Big and Safety FM. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Let's talk about this real quick. If I can, leave you with a deep thought for today. No relationship is all sunshine, but two people can share one umbrella and survive a storm together. So there you go. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.